Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 280, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist! This is a production of iHeartRadio. It's still a production of iHeartRadio. It's also still a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. It should be the last episode before Miles Gray returns. Can't wait to see him. Can't wait to hear the report from the Daddy Beat. In the meantime, though, My name's Jack O'Brien, aka Midnight. Soon a new Daily Zeitgeist has the Zoom dropped in your feed. Let me try on my phone a new Zeitgeist. The AKA is collecting my feed. New stupidity is born. That is courtesy of Razik, who said, I know it's a bit much. And I say, actually, not enough. You know, let these vocals shine. Just give me.
Yo, that you could actually sing a little bit.
When it comes to Broadway, baby, and especially Broadway plays that my children have recently been in and sure, I've had to listen to a lot of, yeah, I can sing.
No, but that was like on key, though. That was on key. That was weirdly on key.
And there also, my guest co-host yesterday roasted my vocals. So I had to, in your face, Jody Aberkan.
Yeah, no, she's just talking shit. I mean, it was probably jealousy.
Jody,
that was really good.
You could tell yesterday a little bit that he was jealous of the vocals, mm-hmm, and also Imagine Dragons is hard to sing.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined by that voice you're hearing. Today's co-host, a writer, a comic you know from Pod Yourself a Gun, Pod Yourself a Wire, Good Mythical Morning, stand-up comedy stages everywhere. It's Matt Lee!
Yeah! Let's see. Matt Lee. Matt Lee. I just like Love Shack.
Matt Lee, baby. Matt Lee.
Yeah. Matt Lee, baby.
There it is. Yeah. It's all worth it for the that guy's vocals. I always forget his name. But
whatever his name is, he rules and he deserves respect. Yeah.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined by the author and illustrator of the book Finance for the People and the host of the podcast Weird Finance. It's Paco De Leon.
What up? Thank you guys for having me on here. And I don't have a song for my name. I apologize for not coming prepared.
About Paco's Modern Life. Paco's Modern Life. Why am I only B-52s today?
That's your vibe.
That's my vibe.
That's it.
I always felt like that guy, like, he made it okay. Like, I don't know. There was no, like, you don't need to be able to sing or have any discernible talent. You just need to be like, I'm in this band too.
Discernible talent, baby.
Yeah. Buy a shirt. You know, like, he used to work the merch and they were like, just put him in the band.
he has good energy, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's got good energy. Like, all the ladies are like singing, they're really rocking out, they're playing all the instruments.
Beautiful and he's just vocalists. Like, yeah.
Like, just let him be. He's like one of them, like, little brothers. Just right. let him in there.
Just really, like, some amazing vocalist. Like, the one vocalist in B-52s, like, guested on some REM songs I really love. She's just like got the best voice. But incredible. I wish that, like, whenever she would appear in like an REM song or something, like, it was in her rider that he had to come to. Me and Honey Baby. What?
Love
totally
that.
Off for the vibes.
Shiny happy people.
That's right. Pago, how are you doing? Where are you coming to us from?
Rainy Los Angeles, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Same. Cool.
And it's like not even, usually LA will be like gloomy for a month and then, but this is like Florida weather, man. It was like sunny this morning and then it rained and now it's sunny again. And make up your damn mind. This is not what I signed up for.
This is not what I'm paying for, frankly, right?
Thank you. Paco, you are a personal finance, a finance expert. A recent episode of your show, you compared how we view economics today and how people in history viewed astrology. I really loved that. But yeah, you have a way of like breaking down kind of finance in a way. It's the first time I've heard someone talk about finance that my brain didn't immediately want to like sprint out of my body and get out of the room. So yeah. Congratulations.
You know, I try really hard to just like make it not shitty because it's already so shitty. It's already so boring. Like, I just got tired of seeing like a website with like an old white guy on a sailboat and then like a close up of a watch. And I was just like, there's got to be like a better way to talk about this.
Saving
incredibly
for your future.
Right.
Old
exactly.
White guy. You're going to see, you're going to spend your, want to spend money on sailboats and watches.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I'm kind of trolling the industry and everyone on the internet is cool with it. They're like, yeah, let's.
Yes, we've been waiting for you.
Well, let's make fun of technical analysis by, you know, comparing it to astrology is like two middle fingers up in the air and I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. And also shout out to astrology.
Yeah. Shout out to astrology. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
That's right.
But also, so like in terms of like finance, like when you, like I see all these videos online of guys who are just like, you know, if you're not making $400,000 a month, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed
I'm
for you,
embarrassed
bro.
For you, dog.
Yeah.
You should kill yourself. So those guys to me, I'm like, those guys are cool.
Very
so
cool.
So how do you make $400,000 a month?
Well, I would, my first tip is if you can get some generational wealth and have a very rich father. That's going to be my number one takeaway.
Mm. You have a second option.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We'll come back to that one. all right, Paco, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. There is an overall scam vibe to today's stories. The guy behind the Don't Say Gay bill recently pled guilty to COVID relief fraud and is facing 35 years in prison. So we'll just do a little dance on his career's grave. We'll talk about Sofia Coppola's daughter debuting on TikTok by like taking over one of her parents' accounts and being like, I'm grounded because I tried to charter a private helicopter to fly me from New York to Maryland to have dinner with a camp friend. Speaking of generational wealth, but
fly me to my room.
Well, we might even talk about Cameron Diaz's comeback movie, which is apparently troubled behind the scenes and not for the reasons that I was expecting. It has to do with Jamie Foxx recently had to fire a bunch of executive producers off the film. And like, it turns out one of them was trying to scam him for a bunch of money.
So it's like, it's, I feel like things are just like falling apart. We mentioned this on yesterday's episode, but it's just the quality of everything is just diminishing and everyone's just scrambling around trying to.
Feels like the end of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like everything's crumbling and everyone's trying to like get into everyone's pocket.
Yeah. Right. We might even talk about conspiracy theories, dating sites, all of that. Plenty more, maybe not any of it. Before we get to it, though, Paco, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Well, I have some boring things in there as of late, but I did watch Uncut Gems for the first time over the weekend, and I loved it, and I was so emotionally invested. And then I had been reading articles or seeing things lately, making fun of like all these pretentious assholes who are just, you know, they're like part of the cult of A24. And I was like, yeah, that, you know, I'm an everyman. I'm not like that. And then I watched this movie and I'm like, God damn it. Every great movie I've seen recently is an A24 production. So I've been Googling, you know, what's the next A24 flick I should check out?
Yeah, they really are doing it. They've had a pretty good run.
It's all hits. Yeah. I mean, it's not all hits, but a lot of the hits.
Yeah.
Then it is, it's all, they're good. Like most of them are just really beyond good movies. They make bangers.
Yeah.
They're coming out with bangers like on the regular to the point where when you see A24 in a trailer, you're just like, this is going to be good. Like I'll pay attention to a trailer.
Yeah.
Right.
Super producer Becca, we've talked about this on Trends, but definitely in the A24 fan club.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Miramax had that for a little while, kind of, but, you know, spread too thin and also just a hugely evil company behind the scenes. Whatever happened to those Miramax
guys? Whatever happened to that?
But yeah, there hasn't really been a, like, a label. Like, I think
Magnolia was... For a while, I feel like Magnolia.
Yeah, Magnolia had a good run, I guess. Yeah,
But yeah, A24's been like the production company of note for a while. Like they're the one that people know. Like A24, like it's usually like you guys say Magnolia, and I would venture to guess that most regular people are like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" That's the name of a movie.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's the name of a movie, but
even Miramax, like people are like, yeah, I think I know, you know, like if you mentioned, what was the one back in the day that had the unicorn?
TriStar,
yeah. Like maybe people would remember that, you know, oh yeah, from their childhood, but no one knows production company names.
Yeah.
But A24 seems to be like the one that people are like, oh, it's A24? That's what's up.
It's also the one that they're the only ones trying to make movies that aren't Marvel movies, it feels
like.
Yeah,
that's true.
To a
large
extent.
Very good point.
So, Paco, what is something that you think is overrated?
Oh my gosh. Like the internet in general, just being on all the goddamn time. And honestly, I don't know how you guys do this daily show, because that means you have to consume a tremendous amount of media in order to talk about a tremendous amount of media. And I don't do a daily show. I do some weekly stuff and I still have to consume a tremendous amount of media. And sometimes I just want to lay down and look at the clouds and just be high with my friends and like really.
That's why you're not making $400,000 a month right there, bro.
That's right. You need to get on your grind.
The
set
rise and
mentality.
Grind.
Yeah, you guys are right. I'm glad
about the grind set mindset.
I think I called it the grind set mindset mentality, which I do feel like I
could
turn
that
into a thing. Yeah, on TikTok.
Get your mentality.
The secret is I have just a garbage dumpster for a soul.
Cool.
At this point.
That's cool.
My soul's made of dog shit. I got 3% blood vessels in my brain. And I made it work.
The listeners can't see this, but my eyes are just completely red.
Yeah, all burst
blood vessels.
Just nothing but burst capillaries.
No, it's fun. We have a great staff. We have great writers and researchers. So that's how we do it, to be honest. To be completely honest and give the not fun experience.
And I'm a guest host, so I just come on every once in a while to...
Make that voice.
To make that voice. And that's it. And sometimes I do that. That's it. That's my life.
Yeah. What's something you think is underrated?
That's a great question. I'm going to come in hot with some corny stuff and say, right on brand. What is underrated is, you know, saving a portion of every dollar you earn. That's underrated.
Okay.
Not everybody does that. I feel like people think they need to be making $400,000 a month before they start to save a single dollar. And that's a flawed logic. You should be saving whatever you can. Start where you are.
Okay.
So consistency and the boringness and the power of consistency, I think, is very underrated.
And so you just have to be very kind of mindful about when you make money, like to always just be putting something, like how does
like
that
a grindful mean? Mindful though.
A grindful mindset. Grindset mindfulness.
That's it. Yeah, grindset mindfulness is exactly
grindfulness.
It's gotta be something. There's gotta be already a thing.
Grindful, it sounds kinda like dirty in a good way. I'm into it. Yeah, I want to explore grindful.
It does sound super hot. Yeah. But how, yeah, like, are there tricks for saving a portion of every dollar? Like, how do you see people put that into action? Like,
so
an ordinary person who's scared of money like me.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're an ordinary person who's scared of money and you also receive a regular paycheck, the best thing you can do is just leverage the technology that we have available. And every time you get a paycheck, you make an automatic transfer. So you get out of your own damn way by doing that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us people who are making stuff on the internet, we work for ourselves. So if that's your status, then you have to take the time, I would say once a week or every other week. When you pay yourself, you also have to save a bit. It's more manual and it sucks, but you have to get used to the pain. Otherwise, you're just going to kick the can down the road. And then before you know it, you're staring down the barrel of retirement and you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to buy cat food in bulk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't buy this boat and watch that
exactly.
I want. Yeah.
Didn't turn out how you thought you wanted it. Grindfulness, you know?
Being comfortable with discomfort is a huge thing. I've like learned. Like, I just have such a instinctual aversion to any sort of discomfort, like uncomfortable thing. And like just in every part of my life, I've had to just really, like, whether it be paying attention to money or, you know, like having uncomfortable conversations, which for someone with social anxiety can be every conversation, like, you know, just pushing through and making yourself do the uncomfortable thing. And like, I think there's a part of my mind that is like, well, that's just burning energy. And it's actually, no, actually, when you do uncomfortable things that are like long-term beneficial, it can be regenerative and like help you, you know, pick up momentum.
It's a good stress. Like exercise is a form of stress. Like your cortisol levels go up. You're stressing your physical body out. And people, you know, stress gets a really bad rep. And I think it's obviously if it's chronic and it's really ruining your health, sure. But there's also like nobody ever talks about how we need to continually like stress test ourselves and our lives and, you know, our systems and our processes. And that's actually what builds. I know there's a problem with the word resilience, but, you know, the ability to be more adaptable. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm going to go stress myself out at the gym for a little bit later. Just freak myself out. It is funny, though, like as recently as the 70s, like that wasn't like working out. Like that. Have you ever seen the Arnold Schwarzenegger like bodybuilding documentary where people are just like they lift weight? It's just so foreign to them. I guess there's the joke about that in Anchorman where they're like discovering jogging and don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah, like also in the 70s, like that's also when like the 401k came out, which is crazy, you know? So today it's 2023 and we're just seeing whether or not that experiment worked out. And like right before, like decades before that, like women couldn't have their own credit cards or their own bank accounts.
Yeah.
It's really gnarly that just happened.
Crazy.
Like, I would have had to pretend like stay in the closet and like marry some guy so I could, you know, just live a regular ass life and like have access to funding or else be completely on the fringe, which
women
is
women establishing credit.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. And yes, it is my watch. I own
it. Is, I own her watch. Mm-hmm. She's allowed to wear it, but mm-hmm. we tightly restrict. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
And then when they opened that Apple Pay card, like there were weird things built into the algorithm that.
Really?
Yeah, there. I remember like Apple Wallet and Apple Pay, like whatever that Apple credit card was that they were yeah. introducing. People like looked and saw that like women were getting like different rates that were like assuming weird things about their ability to handle credit.
That's so fucking weird, man. That still, is so to this messed day. Up.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to talk some scams.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Paco, I was listening to an interview where you were talking about like what made you want to write your book. And one of the things you mentioned is like that you were just looking at this world where finance is described in this really like strange way. And you mentioned that like hell is tied into it. And so I was just like that. That's always interesting to me. Like America's obsession with hell, like the very early American texts of like Cotton Mather just being like, we're all just on the verge of falling into hell, and like how that informs culture in America to this day. But I was curious to hear you talk about that with regards to finance in particular.
Wait, before I tied into finance, I think it's really interesting that you pointed that out, because you guys earlier at the top of the show were talking about that, about how everything is going to hell in a handbasket because, you know, scams and stuff. So I think it's really fascinating that that's such a permanent fixture in our culture, this fear of like...
Fear of hell?
Yeah.
We're in hell.
Yeah.
My famous catchphrase, we're all in hell.
I'm having a great time, though.
Good.
No, hell is,
I mean,
hell
should be fun, right?
Right, yeah. It's
all the best people,
all the fun
are there.
People go to hell.
Yeah, it's like a party where you don't know if things are going to go terribly wrong.
Yeah,
best kind. Yeah,
when it comes to personal finance, and I would say particularly with debt, what I was trying to unpack and understand is why we have such strong ties to morality and why people have this. Like, people feel a sense of moral obligation to pay back what they've borrowed. And, like, I can understand that kind of from an arm's length. But, like, when you double click on it, you can start to see, like, a history of, like, the Catholic Church and when it broke. And we had that, like, Protestant Reformation thing happen. And it all had to do with debts.
Right.
But then if you zoom out even further, like, ancient societies have always felt like a debt to the gods. So they would do animal sacrifices or human sacrifices. They would, you know, there was all this idea of debt has been with society for, I think, as long as humanity has been around.
Right.
And so I just really wanted to explore that. I think what makes people like my shit when it comes to finances is I'll just zoom all the way out and say, like, hey guys, we're just these flesh bags sitting on a rock that's hurling through space and time. And yeah, you should have like an emergency fund and stuff. That's cool. We should do that and put money into your 401k. But like, your actions and energy reverberates into the universe forever. So like, be about that vibe. Like, I can hold those two things in the same breath, but also not make it about like, you're shitty. Because you're not following along to what God said you should be doing. So, you know, and all of that just comes from being an intersectional person, growing up, when I grew up, where I grew up, being the person that I am, being queer, and always feeling like I had to kind of negotiate or understand how people were going to perceive me and then try to make them comfortable so that I was safe. That's a part of my upbringing, and that just permeates my work. And then the hell thing, like the Christianity thing, why are we? I'm just a curious individual. And the more I learn about money, the more I try to understand anthropologically, psychologically, evolutionary, biologically, like the weirder it is, the crazier it is, the more I'm seeing that everything is super connected. And it's just a fascinating thing that we've created here.
Yeah. It's all made in like our own, like the... We built a system. We've been talking about fractals a little bit on the show lately, and like these small patterns that then get like blown up into massive kind of patterns that look exactly the same over the course of like an entire civilization or over the course of all of history. And yeah, it feels like we've built a economic system that mimics how the like very first, you know, people in America with power felt about themselves and with regards to God. And now, you know, people are like, my credit card debt means God hates me. God is mad at me. You know, it's like 300 years later. Jesus.
I feel like another parallel too is that all finance to me sounds like priests talking.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, sure. I feel like the entire financial industry is kind of, there's a language. It's like learning. It's like the reason the Catholic Church was doing everything in Latin, you know?
That's exactly it.
Because it was like, well, no one understands this. This isn't for the peasants.
As far as I can tell, CNBC is, or what's the financial one? Is it MSNBC?
CNBC.
CNBC. As far as I can tell, CNBC is in Latin completely.
I don't understand it, and it makes me feel like, oh, that's above my pay grade. You guys can run all the banks and stuff. Like, you know, like you guys, yeah, do whatever it is you got to do with the, you know, the securities stuff. And, you know, so then the rest of us kind of just back out. And we also take their word, like financial people's word, as like, it's like a priest. They talk directly to the money god. You know, they have a personal relationship with the invisible hand of the free market. So,
you know,
we'll let them do it.
I've been on the inside. And it's just like mad boring. It's like so painfully, annoyingly boring. And I have a very high tolerance for boring shit. I realize that about myself. And I do wonder, are they making it boring on purpose? Are they just boring? And then sometimes I take a left and I'm like, does everything in society now have to be entertaining? Is there a problem with that? Right. And I kind of feel like, yeah, the answer is yes. Like, I'm literally trying to entertain people, like, like, do stupid shit about finance and then trick them and then be like, okay, let me teach you a quick lesson for these 5 seconds that I'm holding your attention, and then do something weird and unexpected again. Yeah, it's just... It's a weird thing that we've created. And I agree with you. It definitely, it's kind of like the law where it's terrifying. You don't understand what the hell's going on. And then you have to pay somebody to help you navigate it. It's,
You know,
in theme of a scam. In theme of today's episode.
Well, fortunately, the law experts are usually pretty kind and, you know, on the up and up.
Absolutely.
Lawyers, I think they're called.
Yeah, lawyers.
Very warm-hearted individuals trying to do the right thing, never like taking any advantage of jokes.
All right. So let's get into one of the scams of the day. I'm not going to ask you to explain what it means that the Fed just hiked rates despite the bank turmoil, because I don't even...
We'll let them do that.
We'll just let them do that. That's and be like, good. Yeah, they know.
What do I know? I don't
know
shit.
Leave it to the adults on this one.
Finally, adults are doing stuff.
But so you might remember the guy who introduced Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. His name is Joseph Harding. And he claimed that the bill was about defending the most awesome responsibility a person can have, being a parent. And therefore, we can't acknowledge anything except my very strict interpretation of who should like who in schools was basically his thing.
You know, as a new parent, I want to say that being a parent means that you take your kid away from anything that might, you know, make you uncomfortable personally. It's not really about the kid as much as it is about just like, don't embarrass me. You know, that's me out with my child at any point. Just like, you're being weird right now. And then just making sure that no one else embarrasses my child further or me.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't say gay is what I'm saying.
Yes, I don't know. Exactly. So anyways, that same person pled guilty to committing $150,000 in COVID-19 relief fraud, faces up to 35 years in prison. So, you know.
So good
parents. You can't make this shit up. It's so good. You can't write it. It's so entertaining.
You got to teach your kids to be on that grind set mindset, you know?
Yeah.
But so Harding took COVID relief funds intended to aid struggling small businesses by using the names of dormant business entities and claiming that they were still in operation during the pandemic, which they weren't. The businesses were the Vac Shack, which is a store selling discount vacuum cleaner bags.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
I wonder why it's dormant.
I don't know. It's a great question. I was just talking to somebody about how strange it is that there are still like places in this world that only sell vacuum cleaners. Like they're just like coasting off the inertia of that being, I guess, like a business with good margins. But it's like, you never see anyone in there. There's like
good enough for a brick and mortar store, though. I can't
brick and mortar
imagine.
Vacuum store.
Guys, it's probably a front.
Right.
It's got to be. It's
almost definitely.
Yeah.
But then being like, no, the vacuum store is actually not specific enough.
Yeah.
And
niche down.
Just go drill down to vacuum cleaner bags. Nope, actually still not specific enough.
Not
I want to corner
enough.
Only the market of discount vacuum cleaner bags.
We're Ross for vacuum cleaner bags. Don't buy any of those fancy brand new ones. We have some irregular bags.
You know, going against the grain. Everybody else, like Walmart, all these big box stores or places where you can get everything. And he was like, nah, I'm going
to... Come to Rick's Vac Shack.
We got Hoover discount vacuum bags. We have, iRobot ones to the Roomba vacuum bags. Also, crack cocaine in the back.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, definitely.
For Joe's sure.
Joe's Vac Shack. Yeah. And then he had another one that was a supposedly a 46-acre horse and cattle facility. Now that he was smart to keep nice and vague, so nobody really knows what that means. Mm-hmm. But it hadn't been active since 2017. And so, yeah, that's how he's showing his kids what's up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's, I love, the thing is now at this point, every time there is like a morality police, who a self-appointed deputy of morality.
Of the morality police, yeah.
Yeah, they always, like this always happens. There's always something. There's always, it's just like, it's inevitable. You just wait for it and then it's just like, you know, it's like all the people who are just like, groomer, 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 and then they're all arrested for having like child porn and stuff. And you're just like, it's just the next logical step. You just know, it's not even fun anymore. You know what I mean? It's not even like poetic anymore. Like I used to have fun when I would be like, look at that. Isn't that some poetic irony? And now I'm just like, can we stop with the...
It's cliche now.
It's cliche. Stop with the cliches, guys. Please.
It's almost as if you publicly, you know, try to ridicule others about morality. It's almost as if you're trying to cover up something each and every time.
Every single time. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like, I'm not even offended that these guys are getting in trouble for these things. I'm offended that they're just so hack.
So predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, ugh, guys, get some new material.
If this was pitched in a writer's room in Succession, they'd be like, okay, but like we need something else.
Yeah. Right.
It's just, although the stupidity of the businesses that he was trying to make happen is kind of pretty Succession level funny.
That's true.
Yeah.
You could see Kendall Roy just pitching Joe's Vac Shack to merge with the business. Right. Yeah.
And then on another parenting front and scam front. So Sofia Coppola's 16-year-old daughter went viral after posting a TikTok in which she, I'll just read the quote from the video. Because it's pretty, it really gets into it.
Mm-hmm.
People are calling it the best Coppola film since Godfather 2. She said, so she just opens up, make a vodka sauce pasta with me because I'm grounded because I tried to charter a helicopter from New York to Maryland on my dad's credit card because I wanted to have dinner with a camp friend.
It's a lot of because's in that sentence.
It's, you know, it's Hemingway-esque, you know, like Coppola's. Sometimes Hemingway will just like go on one of those runs, short sentences, and then follow it with a bunch of and then because.
Pacing.
Yeah pacing. It was, and this is just breakneck right out of the gate. That she also goes on to say she doesn't know the difference between a garlic and an onion. And had to Google image search pictures of onions. She then cuts a shallot, I believe.
Is she a baby?
She's 16.
Cool.
Okay, and so she is a baby.
Yeah, she is a child. Like that's why I'm child. Not like I don't like. It's just a like I kind of am just amazed. It's just a little pinhole into the world of
being a Coppola,
of being a Coppola, of being somebody who has enough money that you have to be like, we need to change the passwords on the credit cards again because our kids are trying to...
They keep trying to charter a military jet to,
yeah.
So crazy.
Drive them into the
Dubai
sun. Yeah.
She also says her parents have banned her from having any public social media accounts because they don't want her to be a nepotism kid.
Yeah, that'll stop it.
Good on them.
Yeah, no,
way to have foresight.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to stop this, they don't want a nepotism baby. They got to murder their child. But I mean, wait, but she was posting this on social media though, right?
Yeah, I think she took over
she stole it.
Parents' account also, much like their credit card. And then, like, towards it, this video, by the way, which, you know, I'm summarizing as if it's a feature film, is yes. like 45 seconds long.
Of course. Yeah.
Then her babysitter's boyfriend shows up and what? She says, "My parents are never home, so these are my replacement parents."
Oh,
and then she
that's
asks,
heartbreaking.
I know, it's like super heartbreaking. Then she asks her babysitter's boyfriend what he thinks of the helicopter fiasco. And he says that he thinks she should call it a fiasca because it's like a feminine fiasco and it sounds cooler.
Yes,
and
queen.
So, you know, they still got it, those Coppolas and their babysitter's boyfriends.
Why is the babysitter's boyfriend there? I mean, I guess if at this point, if the babysitter is essentially raising this baby, then maybe these really are her replacement parents, but it's just feels a little weird to have the boyfriend just like, "Hey, what's up? Oh, I'm just here just grabbing just this plate of gobble ghoul. You guys you know, keep doing whatever you're doing." I don't like it.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
Boyfriend of Coppola's babysitter.
Yeah, man. I mean, it sucks because it's like I of course am not defending any rich nepotism babies or whatnot, but I do appreciate that Sophia Coppola and her husband were like, "We don't want you on social media," and she just ended up doing it anyways by like that. To me, is like that. There's some normal kid trapped within that, you know, who's just like. Yeah, she's acting out in the ways that she knows how to, which is like stealing parents' credit card and trying to charter a private helicopter.
Yeah,
it's a level of privilege, but at the same time, you know, we'd all try to do it if we had a helicopter to charter.
Yeah,
I guess.
And if our parents just never showed up,
A regular person would be trying to log into their parents' like Lyft account or something.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So. Putting that into a little bit of perspective. And then also, you know, I kind of get the Sofia Coppola not wanting her to have an account, like a social media account, so that she wouldn't become a nepotism baby. I think it just is like, so I don't want you to be a public figure because then you're going to just become like one of those many, like, you know, all those USC kids who like pretended that they knew how to ski or whatever. And then they got.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got into like USC. Like, and so there's something admirable there, I guess.
I mean, my grindfulness here.
Thinking be grindful.
That be grindful, sir. I'm thinking, okay, what is the money-making opportunity here?
Yeah.
And it is an Uber for helicopters for rich people's kids. Like, how does that not exist?
Like, why, a Snapchat
why does
this version,
child
though.
Have to
it
steal?
Disappears after.
Right.
I mean, it'll appear on the credit card statement, but it's, you know.
Uber was trying to do helicopters.
Oh, of that's course. Right. They did have helicopters. What am
they
I
were trying doing? To have the route be right over the 110, like the same route where that one. It's like on the 110, I think, where there's like a train there that takes you to, I don't know where
the
hell it goes.
Because they don't, But there is a train in the middle of the
highway. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was going
to be. So I guess everything goes around that because they don't want to contribute to like
traffic?
Noise pollution?
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's only like 40 helicopters every hour going over every house in Los Angeles because of the LAPD.
Yeah. Yeah. They just circle sometimes. Sometimes I just like, I'm like, "You're bored. You're not fooling me. This isn't like, who are you looking for? Who could you possibly be looking for?"
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what is
it? Sign of power.
Pablo Escobar
power.
Around?
For sure, yeah. It's a flex.
Who is helicopter important?
Yeah.
Very
it's
few
a flex
people.
On the pores, frankly.
Totally.
It's like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, we care so much about catching poor people that we are going to flash this helicopter's bright-ass light into people's house. Is he in there? Yeah, check! I fucking hate those guys.
It's the ultimate flex, so that's why we can't blame Sofia Coppola's daughter for wanting to
know,
take a helicopter.
I mean, and I don't want to get in trouble with your audience. Obviously, ACAB, all Coppolas are bastards, but I do feel right. for, I mean, she's 16. She's
yeah. Yeah. I'm not passing any judgment.
No judgment.
To say
no judgment.
What a world we live in. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back right after that.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
And we're back. And quick update on Dick Van Dyke. Still alive. In case
Hell
you're
yeah.
by the Google Trends, I think there might have... There's been multiple Dick Van Dyke death hoaxes, but he was in a car accident.
Oh, shit.
And is fine, but apparently is still driving.
Yeah, I mean, he is spry, you know, but...
Yeah, police said that drugs and alcohol are not suspected, but it's like, yeah.
Just being 96 is suspected,
right? Like being 97 has to be the equivalent of at least a six
two beers
beer. Like at least.
Yeah, there is cognitive decline. It's a real thing. We're not trying to be ageist.
I'm not being ageist at all.
I think
the elderly people I know are like
God, you can't say like anything I'm gonna say just sounds like it's biology, you know.
In 2013 he was rescued from a burning car on the California freeway.
What?
Oh,
so like I don't know, like maybe it's
maybe
time.
He's super lucky, you guys. Maybe that's really, let's shift it. That's what it is.
Yes. One of just,
yeah. How many final destination ass deaths has he avoided? Like burning cars? Like he's getting a car accidents every like how is he 97? This guy is really. Yeah.
He then tweeted a photo of the burning car with the caption, "Used Jag for sale, real cheap." So, a true national treasure.
Holy shit, he's the best.
What a hero. Like I was like ready to be like, we gotta, because they are going to ask him to retake his driver's test.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, absolutely. But after that tweet, I'm like, maybe we just let him do the driving purposes of hijinks and
do it for the
one-liners. Yeah.
If there's one guy who we know has experience tripping over ottomans, let's say, over and over and over.
He can take a fall, like one of the greats.
He will live. So as long as he's not hurting nobody, if there's no collateral damage, Yeah, let the man drive. That's what I
All
say.
All right. Cameron Diaz has been retired for 4 years. Seems like more, but I guess she was in that Annie remake that I did
I didn't
not
know
see.
She retired. Did she? Was that like a public
An
announcement?
Official, yeah, she was like, I'm going to spend time with my kids. Mm. And so, but then she got brought back out of retirement by Jamie Foxx, who has worked with her before on the remake of Annie and one other movie that I feel like I should. Oh, maybe Any Given Sunday. Was she in Any Given
Sunday?
Oh,
yeah.
Anyways, the new project is appropriately titled Back in Action.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a Netflix movie. And so Jamie Foxx convinced Cameron Diaz to return to movies, and he made the announcement via Twitter when he tweeted an audio recording of a phone conversation between himself, Cameron Diaz, and Tom Brady, who helped urge her to unretire like he did, which that didn't go that well. So maybe,
no, it did not. Things went real bad.
I just feel like we never, anytime, and this is like, there's also news of the Tarantino, like, 10th movie that's supposed to be his last, and we're all just taking him at his word that he's actually going to retire, but there's, it's just never happened before that a person says they're going to retire from an entertainment thing and then has the opportunity to keep doing stuff and has the self-restraint to just stay retired.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It's like LCD Sound System's final tour.
Right.
Bunch of bullshit.
That was the thing that came up the last time we talked about this. So now there are reports that it's just not going well on the set of the movie. Jamie Foxx reportedly had a major meltdown over unspecified problems and fired 4 people, an executive producer, 2 directors, and his own driver. And then
fired his driver? Like, that feels a little.
Yeah.
His driver sounds like collateral damage. He was like standing in the wrong spot.
What did his driver do wrong? he's like firing executive producers and directors, and he's just like, and sandwich guy, you're gone.
Get out of here.
He played a driver in Collateral, so
that's right.
It's all coming back together.
Yeah, it all fits.
But one of those, so it all just sounds like standard. Like, there's arguments, disagreements happening behind the scenes, except one of those onset issues was apparently a complex scam to steal over $55,000 from Jamie Foxx.
If you're going to scam someone, I feel like you should go for way more. You
go
know
for
what
the
I mean?
Gold. What are they doing?
Right.
$55,000?
Not enough to retire. You're going to have to keep scamming.
That is very strange, specific. It's such a small amount for Jamie Foxx as well. That, like, was Jamie mad about it, or was he like, everyone tries that?
Yeah, he was pissed. He was pissed enough to just like fire
the driver
within his eyesight when he found out about it. So production has now been paused. Police investigation underway.
Does it say what the scam is? What did he try to do?
We just have like weird details that are like, the scheme involved offering up a Rolex watch as part of the deal. And then the same person has been linked to previous attempts to extract huge sums of money from stars. So
is this
not a great hire for the executive producer team of this film?
It feels like Uncut Gems. I'm not gonna lie.
Just somebody with like a lot going on that's just trying to
make it work some way somehow.
Yeah.
It does feel like, and I think this was the context that it came up. The Fractals came up last time, was like that because we had a complete con artist get elected to be president.
Yeah.
Like, that has to do something to, like, that is going to start showing up everywhere.
Yeah.
Because we've now been like, this is how you get to the top position that is so highly regarded that when you have that job, we can't arrest you.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And it's not just that he was a con artist, because, like, if you know, every politician in some sense is a con artist. It's that people realize you could be a really obvious shitty one.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter. Like, anyone can do this then. Like, you know, it's like you realize that, like, people are a lot easier to fool than I had previously thought. And if that was your barrier for entry into the con man game, like after Trump, you're just like, oh, I think I could just do this to anybody, because it feels like people are way, way dumber than I thought.
And I mean, we like, not, it's not just Trump. There was also like Super Bowl, like all the Super Bowl commercials last year were, you know, crypto scams.
Right.
Like, it's just
so
all
crazy.
It's all that. It's just so scams crazy. All the way down, it turns out.
And then you've got like, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Paris Hilton fucking showing off their cartoon monkeys and talking about it seriously as if
talking
it was an interesting
seriously
thing.
Showing earnestly. Them to the audience earnestly and the audience clapping as if they're showing a picture of their new baby.
As like, if it's anything other than a cartoon monkey.
Yeah.
That's you can't think of a more obvious fake thing, like a more obvious scam. Like, I remember when, you know, all of the NFTs came out, everyone was just like, well, that's got to be a scam, right? And people were like, no, you just don't understand finance.
You don't get it, bro. Yeah, you don't get it.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, maybe I don't get it.
You own the link, bro. That's what you don't get. You own that link.
You own that link, and that link means something.
It means something in my world.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, sure. But don't I also own, like, if I make my own Yahoo GeoCities website back in the day, don't I own that link as well? They're like, no, it's not the same thing. It's like, okay. Whatever,
it's not in the ledger, bro.
Yeah, it's not in the ledger.
On a blockchain.
I don't know what. I don't know, man. But hey, you guys, spend money on the cartoon monkey.
Yeah,
I think there's also like inequality is really awkward. It's awkward to navigate that in society, and I think probably also the uptick in scams is a reaction to that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, screw those guys. Let me try to take something from them. They can afford it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think like I do look at scams from different lens depending on who the victim is. And if the victim is going to be Jamie Foxx, I'm like a little bit, you know, I'm not as outraged. You know, sure. I'm not like, oh, how could you do this?
How could you do this to Jamie Foxx?
You're an Academy Award winner. You know, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, things have gotten worse with regards to like the ability for the uber wealthy to get like openly just get away with unfair business practices. Like we've talked about the private wealth equity industry and how like these are the golden days because Congress hasn't passed a new tax for like billionaire families in 20, 30 years. And so when you have like something like that driving inequality, you not only is it infuriating and probably motivates people to like be like, well, fuck that, I'm going to take as much money as I can, but it also is just like creating a society where like those are the winners who are like winning at this game as the rules have been defined to us, and they're cheating. So of course, like everybody, the part that goes unsaid, unfortunately, is that they get away with it, and lower level people who are just trying to
get $55,000 from Jamie Foxx
do not. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And they cause other people to lose their jobs too, you know? Yeah.
That poor driver.
Yeah.
Just trying to live, you know, just driving around one day and all of a sudden Jamie Foxx is mad and there's not enough gum or whatever in the car. I'm done. Donezo. That's it.
He has Dasani up in there instead of Fiji.
Instead of Fiji. Oh, and Jamie Foxx is just like, you know, sorry, get out. I'm driving from now on.
He's going to call Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. He's got it. There's a new driver in town.
Oh, Dick Van Dyke as an Uber driver, I think, would be horrifying, but so much fun.
Let's pitch it.
I'm in. Paco, such a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
I would say the best way to keep in touch is to sign up for my weekly newsletter called The Nerd Letter. And you can just go to thehellyeahgroup.com. But if you want to follow me on socials, I'm at The Hell Yeah Group on Instagram. And I don't tweet. I want to tweet, but I don't tweet.
Yeah. That's You got plenty going on.
You don't need to tweet.
Where is there a work of media that you've been enjoying?
A work of media that I've been enjoying. There's a fellow by the name of Lawrence Yeo, I think is how you say his name. And he wrote this long form piece about money and the levers that money cannot push and pull. And he starts off with a very beautiful story. And I was making coffee in the morning. I was reading this story and it just punched me right in the heart. And I thought, wow, this is amazing that you can, there are people out there writing about money that are making it, you know, they're crafting a story and they're making it emotional.
Nice.
Hey, you know what? I just remembered, I forgot to mention that you should listen to my podcast, Weird Finance, which is an iHeartMedia production. So you guys should do that.
Should also do that. Absolutely. All right. And we will link off to, is it a tweet, the Lawrence Yeo thing?
No, he writes a blog called More to That. So I'll send it over to y'all.
All right. We will link off to that in the footnotes. Matt?
Footnotes!
Whoa.
So sorry.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff? And is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yes. Well, if you enjoy either The Sopranos or The Wire, listen to Pod Yourself a Gun. And we do rewatches of both shows. We finished Sopranos. Now we're doing The Wire. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Also, leave us 5 stars in a review, please. Yeah. And also at Matt Lieb Jokes on Instagram. A tweet that I very much liked was just it's just an onion. I hate to just give more press to the onion because they're already doing great, but sometimes they just have a perfect headline. And it just says, quote, "You a pumpkin headed bitch," announces bus teenager. That's it.
I'm gonna use that one. That's a good one.
"You a pumpkin headed bitch" it just feels very real.
Feels so right. Yeah.
So that one I've been very much enjoying.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. And we never say this, but we would love your reviews. If you want to go on Apple Podcasts and give us one of them 5-star reviews. I don't think we've asked for that in years, but we would really appreciate it. Also make sure, I think they like changed something where you have to hit the plus button to make sure that you're actually getting the episodes
that you're subscribed.
So do that. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Work of media I've been enjoying is All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is now streaming on HBO Max. That's a documentary about Nan Golden, a great photographer, and the Sackler family, the human monsters behind the opioid epidemic. Yeah, it's really an amazing documentary. I highly recommend checking it out. It's like some days I recommend a tweet, such as yesterday I said Ron DeSantis is the same age as Jason Biggs, according to James Urbaniak. But today, this is actually a great work of art.
Yeah.
So that's what's fun about media these days. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Super producer Justin Connor, what is a song that you think people might enjoy?
So I'm coming to the end of my little stint filling in for Miles as the go-to person for song recs. And I just want to say I've really enjoyed it immensely. I really hope you all have too. I was probably mostly anonymous to the Zeit Gang before Miles stepped out. And I appreciate all your kind messages and everything. So in honor of that, I wanted to suggest this track called Suddenly I Know Who You Are by Jadu Hart. If you love smooth vocals and playing air guitar by yourself, you're going to love this song. So this again is Suddenly I Know Who You Are by Jadu Hart, and you can find that song in the footnotes.
And it's been wonderful having you on, and I'm sure you will continue to appear
and give us song recs.
Trends and give us song recs and all that good stuff. But yeah. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, probably with Miles Gray. and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.